How's it going?
Doing well. So after having a game like that, especially defensively, having so many positive things, as a coach, do you try to do some things to make sure that, you know, because all week they're going to get their pats on the back, mm-hmm. hear all how good they are and things like that. As a coach, do you try to do some things to keep things in check?
I don't think you're not making the decisions based off of kind of the weather and the way the wind's blowing. I think you're just going off of what the tape told you. And the tape told us that we did the things that we needed to do to win the game. So that was really good. Starting fast, things like that. But the tape also told us that there were some things that, we definitely have to make sure we get cleaned up moving forward. So that's the message. And it just depends on a week-to-week basis. And this week was really, honestly, it's just no different than any other week.
What has clicked for Justin Matabike? I mean, obviously, we've seen flashes ever since he was drafted, but to consistently put it together week after week, what has happened for that turnover?
I don't see an impetus, per se, of what something clicking. I think you've seen his work ethic over the course of the offseason. Just let's take this whole calendar year, for example. Just had a great offseason. Here all the time, put in all the work, always a great attitude. And then anytime you're watching one-on-ones and the things that we're stressing, up front in terms of the pass rush, was executing at a high level. So I think the whole year. And go back to last year, just like I said, I mean, just that effort, energy, focus, that's always been there with Justin. And, maybe the results hadn't been there as much for whatever reasons, whether it's opportunity or not. But I think you're obviously seeing it come together now. It's kind of like when someone says you're an overnight success. It's really like 10 years of hard work. I think that's a good example with Justin.
When you're getting that consistent pass rush production from an interior guy like that, how important is that in terms of the overall plan to kind of keep the quarterback off balance?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, it's huge. People think of pass rushers as guys just on the edge, but obviously there's some great ones throughout the league. There's more gaps than there are rushers the majority of the time. So interior rush is going to be very important, to push the pocket and then understand, when you have a two-way go, when you can make a move, how you counter at the level, things like that. So there's a lot that goes into it. But definitely, a guy like Beeks up front, doing what he's doing is great. I'd be remiss if you don't mention guys like Michael Pierce and Brody and Travis Jones and the other guys that are rushing inside, because a lot of times those guys are taking the double teams and pushing the pocket, and that allows you for other guys to have single blocks, and that's what makes the whole thing go, as well as matching the routes so the timing is right. So it's a team effort. It's all 11, really, but it's great to have a guy inside that can do what he's doing.
A lot of the reports coming out of Arizona that they're taking their time with Kyler Murray, but when you see him practice fully as he did yesterday, how do you approach that as a defensive coordinator?
Yeah, well, you got to be ready for it. You got to be ready for him, and obviously there's no reps of him this year in this system, so you would try to marry his skill set and what you've seen in the past with what they're trying to do. Not an easy task. We'll see what happens throughout the rest of the week, but it's definitely something you have to be ready for if he is out there.
Mike, I know you've been asked about Geno throughout the season, but when a player produces like that, does that change what you're able to do with him, or is it more of like a continuation of the plan you're trying to execute when he's putting up numbers?
I think it's a continuation of the plan. To Geno's credit, I don't want to take what he's away from what he's doing, but the plays are coming to him through the scheme and through his responsibility. And I'm commending him by executing at a high level. And it's like the ball finds energy. If you're doing things the right way all the time and playing with high energy, the ball will find you. And when it does, he's been able to make a play on the ball. So he's doing a great job, but we've got to keep it rolling.
When you're looking at the Cardinals offense, how important will it be to keep your former receiver here, Hollywood Brown, in front of the defense?
Yeah, he's an explosive player. And he's someone you have to account for both in the vertical game and in the catch and run game. So, he's I wouldn't say unique in that matter, but there's not a lot of guys that have that both of that skill set. So, that's something that we definitely have to account for sure.
Mike, how do you think just the experience of seeing Lamar in practice every day prepares you guys for seeing whether it's Kyler or Dobbs and just the quarterback design run threat that Arizona will probably present?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, when you're practicing the things throughout camp, he gives you a realistic look of if you could make the play or not. You know, you stay away from Lamar. Sometimes there are some plays where you're like, we would have tackled him, you know, and you probably wouldn't have, but you can get on to the next play. So, you know, I wouldn't overdo it much, but obviously, you know, having an elite quarterback like that that you're seeing every day, really in any scheme, you know, iron sharpens iron in that matter.
In that regard, to be able to entrust them with such a play call and the other guys making plays surrounding them?
Yeah, I would just – I mean, it's just we're blessed that we have a unit that plays together, and you can do a lot of different things where different guys are getting credit for stuff. And a lot of, there's a lot of heavy lifting going on where you're not necessarily making the play, but you're setting some your teammate up for success. And when you have 11 guys playing like that, you got a really good chance to be pretty good. And that's something that we're focusing on, something that we've harped on as a unit. Our coaches do a great job of, you know, just like pick games, for example, like setting the other guy up, not being selfish, and playing team football. And when you do that, you got a really good chance to win games. Yes, there is. Maybe we could talk privately on it, but, you know, we're not going to. There probably is a call for it, yes.
Mike, we've heard Kyle Van Noy, just a bunch of guys, especially in recent weeks, just saying how they really feel like the unit is gelling really well in recent weeks. From a defense coordinator, like, how do you see that happening? Do you see that happening? How does that happen, and how does that really build the unit?
Well, it's great to hear that. You know, I didn't catch that, but awesome to hear. And that's, again, that's something that goes unnoticed. We talked about, you know, in our meeting earlier in the week, it's about the little details that you don't necessarily see is what makes the difference. Mm-hmm. And camaraderie and selflessness and effort and execution are things that aren't necessarily shown to the naked eye when you're watching the tape. So to answer your question, those are the things that you see on a play-in and play-out basis is execution. Guys doing the things they're coached to do, playing really hard, having great energy in the meeting rooms and focus and having taken it a day-to-day mentality. I mean, those are the things that as a coach, you know, you're striving for all the time. And we're chasing it still. I mean, we're not there by any means, but we're chasing it, and you can feel it, you know, on a day-to-day basis for sure.
I mean, I think there was some thought that when Marlon Humphrey came back, he could slide in the slot and there'd be a way to get Stevens, keep him out there, and then maybe get Darby or Rocky Yassin or even Armour Davis.
Mm-hmm.
How has the way Arthur Millett played inside kind of solidified things for you guys and maybe, you know, changed what you do with the defensive backs there?
Well, a lot of the decisions we've made in the back is a function of, one, who's available, and just the overall skill set that you're working with. But to your point about Arthur, has been playing really good football for us. And that would drive some decisions on not having to shake things up per se. It's not out of the question moving forward. I mean, we have a lot of good guys back there that, you know, we want to get on the field and then have deserved chances to be out there. So I think you'll see us mix it up, you know, over the next few weeks based on matchups and who's available and things like that. But definitely Marlon going to the slot isn't out of the question. And that's nothing against Arthur. He's obviously playing really good football, but, you know, you're always looking for ways to get your best guys out there based on the situation.
Mike, what was your reaction to the news coming out of Michigan this week?
You know, I appreciate the question. I've been here 2 years. You know, I'm a Raven now, and obviously all our focus is really on the Cardinals this week, but appreciate the question.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys.